Welcome to another edition of Motivational Monday, where we strive to uplift your spirits and offer a ray of hope in even the darkest corners of life. Today's focus is on the topic that touches a lot of our lives, the journey of overcoming addiction. If you or someone you know is facing this battle, know that you're not alone and there is a path to recovery. As some of you know, I currently practice in drug addiction. I have had many conversations with my patients about what I'm going to tell you today, but I feel that it's necessary to spread this message. This episode is dedicated to all of my patients on the journey to recovery. Like I always say, let's take this walk together, and you got this. First, let's focus on those who are on the path to recovery. If this is you, it's essential to embrace the fact that change is possible. No matter how many times you've stumbled, it's never too late to get back up. What is important is what you do after you get up. Do you go back to the path of destruction? Do you continue to hang with those who are getting high and aren't ready for the journey? If so, you know your chances of relapsing again are huge if you do that. But if you don't, you can be successful. Remember, it's time to prioritize you. I'd like to call it being selfish, but it's not selfish if it's necessary. You must do this for you first, not someone else. I've heard it all in clinic, especially this one. I have to take care of everyone else, so I don't have time to take care of myself or focus on myself. When I hear this, my response is the same every time, and that response is, if you don't take care of yourself, you might not be around to take care of the ones you love. And I want you to think about that. You have to take care of yourself first, and then when you get in a position, you'll be able to help take care of those that you love. It's complicated, but it's simple. You must be the priority at this time. You have to take care of yourself. So, what do you have to do? Well, first off, you must forgive yourself for past mistakes. Recovery is a process, and we all know this. And everyone stumbles along the way. What matters most is your commitment to moving forward. Secondly, don't be ashamed to seek professional help. A lot of people try to do this on their own, and some can, but most can't. Don't hesitate to seek professional guidance. Healthcare providers like nurse practitioners, doctors, therapists, counselors, and support groups, all of these can provide the tools and understanding needed to navigate this challenging journey. As far as recovery goes, we all know that recovery is not a linear path. It's filled with twists and turns, but every step forward is a victory. And remember, you're not defined by your past. You're defined by your determination to create a new, brighter future for yourself and your family. Now, let's switch the focus to those who have loved ones dealing with addiction. It's crucial to understand the power of your support. Your role can be instrumental in their recovery process. And when you go through this process, communication is very important. You must engage in open and non-judgmental conversations and let your loved one know that you are there for them and you're ready to listen without condemnation. Let them know that. Sometimes they're embarrassed to speak to you on it. and sometimes you may have to gently bring it up. But be non-judgmental and be open to their conversation. Next, you have to educate yourself. You have to educate yourself about addiction. Because understanding the challenges your loved one is facing will enable you to offer more informed support. Here's one. Be empathetic, not enabling. Support your loved one emotionally, but avoid enabling their destructive behavior. Now, it's a delicate balance that requires love, and not only just love, but it requires tough love at times. And that's something you have to remember. Also, addiction is often accompanied by shame and by guilt. By fostering open communication, you create a safe space for your loved one to share their struggles without fear of judgment. I would also like to address something that I've heard a lot of times by family members and friends of those who are addicted. Those who have never been addicted sometimes state that drug use and addiction is a choice, and that their loved one should just stop using the drugs. While this may be true initially, it being a choice, research shows us that with repeated drug use, there are changes in the brain which can impact how it functions and potentially contribute to addiction. So understanding these changes is crucial for developing effective strategies to help individuals facing addiction. This is why empathy and understanding is so important. In closing, whether you're supporting a loved one or on the path to recovery yourself, remember that change is possible. It's a journey that requires patience, love, and understanding. Embrace support around you, and don't be afraid to reach out for professional help. If you are a family member of someone who is addicted to a substance, make sure that you tell them that you love them and that you will be there to support them on this journey. Thank you for joining me on this Motivational Monday. Remember, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you have the strength to reach it. Until next time, stay motivated and keep believing in the power of positive change. This has been Dr. Quentin Moore. We out.